Blog Talk Radio.
Mary had a little cancer. 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 No cancer left in my body. Left in my body. For me to be cancer free. For me to be cancer free. For me to be cancer free. For me to be cancer free.
Mary had a little cancer.
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 No cancer left in my body.
Good afternoon and happy St. Patty's Day. Today is March 17th, 2024, and you are live right here on Mary Had a Little Cancer with yours truly, Mary Hopkins. Today is St. Patty's Day. Erin Go Brath, luck of the Irish. I am Irish, so I will not be celebrating in the traditional way, though, since I don't really drink like that. I'm not having any green beer today. I'm sorry, excuse me one second. My phone is ringing, but I can't answer it because I'm on the show. So, like I was saying, today is St. Patty's Day. It smells like there's food cooking in my house, but I know that there's not. So someone else must be cooking somewhere. Maybe someone's cooking, what is it called? Corned beef and cabbage and rolls is usually what traditionally is eaten. And potatoes, of course, is what is usually traditionally eaten on St. Patty's Day. I did not cook any of that. Normally my mom would cook that stuff. But she's, you know, no longer with us. This is actually her, this is our second St. Patty's Day without her. Odd. Happy St. Patty's Day in heaven, Ma. And to all the rest of my, all the rest of our elders that are in heaven with her. Hopefully y'all are up there having some green beers and corned beef and cabbage and stuff and partying like rock stars together. I don't know what I'm going to do today. I'm off today. I don't have to work. I did work yesterday, so I'm not really sure what I'm going to do today. I know that I'm sitting outside and the trees are starting to bloom. They're starting to get, you know, they're budding up, so they look absolutely beautiful. There's a tree right outside here, right outside my patio that actually looks like cherry blossom trees. They're beautiful. I just love the colors that come up on the trees. I wonder if they're going to turn green. There's another tree out here that was white. Like the buds were white, but now it's turning green. So it's going to be all green. I think it was all green last year. Who the hell knows? But, yep, St. Patty's Day. I don't have any plans. I'm just going to kind of hang out and chill today. It's Sunday. I'm going to get ready for the rest of the week. Because, of course, I work Monday through Friday. I did pick up a shift yesterday, which was good. I was able to get an extra 10 hours in for the week, so that's awesome. There's lots of stuff I kind of wanted to talk about, but because I worked yesterday, I'm kind of probably ill-prepared today. Not that I'm ever prepared. I do everything off the damn fly. Who am I kidding? It's very rare that I'm ever prepared with something. I just do whatever's on my mind. So this is my show, and I can do that. But I wanted to talk about cancer again, of course, and chemotherapy and radiation. I wanted to touch on that. I'm going to, if you can excuse me for just a second, I'm actually going to grab some information. So give me a second. I'll be right back. And so that there is no radio silence, I'm actually going to play a song. I'm going to play, well, I'm trying to gather this information real quick. So this is called You Say by Lauren Daigle. I just absolutely love this song. So we'll play that. If I can get it to play. Duh. What is happening? I'm having some serious technical difficulties here, I think. Why is it not playing? I keep fighting voices in my mind. It says it is, but I don't hear anything playing. That's interesting. Let's try it again. All right, well, we won't play that then. Okay, so what I really wanted to touch on with, I think I've told you guys, I know I have in the past, that I, and if you, and please excuse me, I'm probably going to be clearing my throat. Allergies are acting up a little bit. It's pollen season. So as you all know, you probably go clean your car and then go outside and it's a shade of green, you know, all over it again. Excuse me. So I really wanted to touch on, I follow a lot of cancer patients on TikTok, because once you follow one, you know, it just comes up in your feed that, you know, everybody that has a cancer story or a cancer testimony or journey, those all pop up. So I end up, of course, I follow them all because, you know, one of those cancer patients. So just really quickly, for those of you that don't know, any kind of first-time listeners that don't already know my story, I was diagnosed with triple-negative breast cancer in December of 21, had my last surgery to have those. I see you, Shirley. Thank you. I had my last surgery January 9th of 2023, to have the second tumor removed. I was only diagnosed with one tumor, but then another one had grew. So I had to have two surgeries and had both of them removed. I still have both breasts. I did not have a double mastectomy, nor did I have, I did not have a double mastectomy. I had a partial mastectomy, and it's just the tumor removal. So I still have both breasts. I didn't have one taken off. Just the tumors were taken out. So in the process, of course, they wanted me to have chemotherapy done and radiation, and I tried the chemotherapy, had a really bad allergic reaction, and subsequently decided that I was not going to ever go back into that. So I did not, and I went the holistic route. I went the natural route. If it didn't grow from a tree or from the ground, I did not put it in my body. And I gave up meat and sugar and processed foods and all that good stuff. And today is, of course, March 17, 2024. And as far as I know, I am cancer-free today. And I say this, and of course, you know, there's a lot more in between that my journey was. So I don't want to, but just for those of you that, you know, that are listening, that have not listened before, that's kind of just a quick rundown. But I've been watching all these TikToks, all these people on TikTok, and they are getting chemo and they're getting radiation and they're dying. I mean, I guess that's the, I hate to put it that way, but that's what's happening. They're dying eventually. You know, some of them have gotten better, and then they, you know, the initial cancer is gone, and they do eventually get better after all the side effects and stuff from the radiation and the chemo. And then however long later, they're getting secondary tumors. And, you know, the cancer has now come back, and now it's come back in another organ, or it's come back and it's spread from the initial spot to other organs. And I wanted to talk about this. I know I always say that, you know, my journey was my personal journey of deciding not to go back and do the chemo and not to do the radiation. And, yes, this will still always be just my journey. But for those people that are receiving chemotherapy and are receiving radiation, I know that it has to be super scary, because I know just that initial chemotherapy session for me was terrifying. I didn't want to do it in the first place, and I was terrified to go to even actually, like, get there. That was the one thing I was so fearful of. I was, you know, good with everything else, the thought of having to have surgery, the testing, all of that stuff. It was the chemo that I just couldn't get with, for whatever reason. Well, I mean, I know what the reasons are, is because I knew that going through chemo radiation was going to, I mean, chemo radiation, going through chemotherapy was going to tear my body apart. It was going to kill all the good stuff. It was going to kill everything. And then in hopes for the good cells to regenerate. And for those of you that don't know, and I know I've talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again. For those of you that don't know how chemotherapy came about and what it was derived from, I would ask that you go and look that up. It was actually derived from chemical warfare, known as, mustard gas. So in World War I, they used mustard gas. And when soldiers came back to the States for burial or cremation, whatever they were going to do, obviously the soldiers were already gone. But when they came back, some of them, you know, had already had medical records of having tumors, cancerous tumors in their bodies. And when they came back, although they were already dead, the tumors were completely gone and they had no cancer tumors. So the medical people, the doctors, I guess, at that time, decided that they would look into the mustard gas because it, you know, they're assuming that the mustard gas killed off the cancer, which it did, but it killed the person too. And not only did it kill the cancer, it killed the soldiers. And that's how chemotherapy was derived. It went from chemical warfare to chemotherapy. It was on the front pages of paper of newspapers when they made the announcement. So you can go back and see those things. You can go back and look at those articles. You can go back and pull up the information. So maybe now people can understand why. I'm not saying that chemotherapy is the exact chemical makeup of mustard gas. It's not. But there are derivatives from mustard gas that was used in developing chemotherapy. Said we know why people's bodies are so ravished when they have chemo, for the most part. There are some people that have chemo and do okay, and they only have, you know, a day of sickness, you know, that one day, and then the next day they're fine until they go back for their next juice appointment, as I'll call it. But the common denominator of cancer and death here is chemotherapy. And I've just watched so many people that are still going through this, and they're tired. I watched a girl on TikTok tell her story just for that particular day. I mean, it wasn't her whole entire testimony, but, you know, she was crying hysterically, and she said that she had tried to make the video like 25 times or something like that because she just couldn't stop crying, and she couldn't stop being emotional. She found another lump, another tumor, and they were, of course, doing a biopsy to see if it was cancerous or not, and she just knows that it is, and she's freaking out, and she's just tired, and she wants to go back to her normal, regular life. She just wants to be able to do normal stuff and not always be thinking about the cancer and not always having that on the forefront. And we talked about this a little bit last week, too. Once you're diagnosed with cancer, your life will never be the same. Because that changes things. So once there's change, you can't go back to something that you knew as normal or the same, because now you live in a new normal. You live in nothing of the same of what it was before you get that diagnosis. And I think that we all want to go back. We want to go back to before the diagnosis. For me, although I didn't know at the time of diagnosis, although, you know, I didn't realize it at that time, but my diagnosis for me was a blessing. I know it's not that same way for a lot of other people. I know it's not. But I just want people, if you're diagnosed with cancer, if you're newly diagnosed, if you're been diagnosed, you know, whether it was newly or not newly, please, please, people, think about alternative ways of ridding your body from that cancer. Take some time. Contemplate your options. I think contemplate is the right term. If it's not, you know what I mean. You know, see what your options are. It just seems that every time I see a story about someone having, and I won't say a story, every time I'll say, because, well, it's their story, okay. I'm always trying to be careful on the words that I use. I don't know why, but I just do. I don't want to I don't want to leave anyone out. I don't want anybody to think that, like, oh, it's just a story. No, it's your life. This is serious, right? But for those people that, you know, are thinking about going through chemo and radiation, please explore other options. Please, at least just try. At least look at the information. Even if you decide, okay, I'm just going to do the chemo and the radiation, at least see what your options are so that when you make that decision, you know that you're making an informed decision. Because I know that when I left out of those, I remember my first appointment with a potential breast surgeon. When I got to their office, I immediately did not feel good. I didn't feel like I was in the right place. I know that. And, you know, they called me back. They took my vitals. They gave me some pamphlets. They gave me this big, huge-ass cancer book that weighs a ton. I still have it. Shit, I think I have two of them because I had the cancer twice, so I think I got two of them. But I remember the breast surgeon coming in and talking to me. And he was just very nonchalant, maybe I won't say nonchalant. He was just, like, very matter-of-fact, like, well, this is what it is. This is how we do it. This is what's going to happen. These are your options. Let me know when you make a decision. And I knew at that moment that my decision was definitely going to not be with him. And I called my doctor. I called my oncologist, and I said, listen, I don't want to use this guy. I'm not comfortable with him. It was like I was just a number. I was just another medical chart number for him. There wasn't anything personal about it. And when I say personal, I don't mean like I needed you to give me warm fuzzies and all that. I mean personalized. Like, he didn't ask me any questions about my lifestyle. He didn't. And I think I talked about this last week or the week before when I was telling you guys about, you know, having had to have been in the ER recently. But there just was no personalization around it. It was just like, oh, okay, you have triple negative breast cancer. This is the statistics. This is what we generally do. So what do you want to do? And I say that because everybody's cancer is an individual basis, right? My triple negative breast cancer may not affect me the same way it affects somebody else, although it's the same exact cancer. All of our bodies respond differently. All of us are different. God made us all different. Although we have the same organs, we have all those same things, our bodies respond differently. And I'm assuming that that's based on, you know, environmental factors, things, what we, our nutrition, our lifestyle, our emotional well-being, any kind of underlying medical issues or anything like that. So everybody's situation is their situation. No one is alike. So when the surgeon was just, you know, talking to me, dropping statistics and, you know, dropping his knowledge, I was kind of just sitting there like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what is happening? I was sitting there like, shit, if these are the people that my life is in these people's hands, I'm going to die. And I knew that I knew at that moment that I was going to have to. I didn't start the research at that moment, but I knew at that moment I was going to have to do something else. And first thing was first was getting a new breast surgeon. And I did. I went and got second opinions, and I will tell you all, please get a second opinion. Because sometimes, more often than we like to think about, test results can be wrong, doctors can be wrong, nurses can be wrong, scientists can be wrong. I mean, everybody and anybody has the capability of being wrong. because we are human and mistakes happen, things get mixed up. If you have insurance, you are entitled to a second opinion. I hate using that word, like entitled to, but you are. You can, if you're ever not comfortable with anything that happens with a doctor or nurse or medical staff or whatever, you always can go get a second opinion. Now, they're not going to let you go. Your insurance is going to cover 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 opinions, but you are at least entitled to that second opinion. And I will tell you that if you're going to get a second opinion, don't give them all the information about the first opinion. Just give them the information that they need. Don't give them that all of that information, though, because you don't want them to go based off of anything that your first opinion went off of. Just let them come up with their own assessment. And go out there and see what your treatment options are. Chemo is not the only way you can go. It's just not. Radiation is not the only way you can go. Tell you that any way that you decide to go, you're going to have to dedicate yourself to that, and that's what it's going to have to be. And I know that we are programmed to think that nutrition doesn't play as much of a role in our well-being. And maybe we're programmed to think that way because it's easier. It's easier just to go to the doctor and get a pill or get whatever and go home. And you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to think about it. There's nothing that you have to process. If it was that easy, wouldn't all of us be better? Nobody would ever be sick, right? I mean, if doctors and hospitals and doctors' offices and cancer centers and whatever it is, if that was all so easy, wouldn't all of us never be sick again? But there's always someone. If you're not sick, there's somebody you know that's sick. Or, you know, somebody has a disease, or somebody has cancer, or somebody has something. And I say that to make the point of the nutrition. It is very important of what we put in our body. And I don't say this, I don't sit here saying this like, you need to do what I tell you to do, and I'm some saint, and I don't ever put anything that is not great for me in my body as far as food-wise goes. Because I would be sitting here telling you a lie. But I will tell you that I'm still sitting here. I'm still able to talk to you. Thank God, by the grace of God. But also, I do believe in my heart of hearts and in my soul that I'm able to sit here and have this conversation with you all because I didn't do the chemotherapy and because I didn't do the radiation. I can't imagine where I would be right now, what my story would be had I gone that route, had I went the way everybody wanted me to go, not just the doctors, but my family, my friends, because they just thought that it was the way. And you can still survive cancer and not have any of those things done. It's possible. There's a lot of people out here, including myself, that are still here to tell their stories, and we didn't go through any of that. I don't have any horrific story about my hair falling out or about my toenails falling off or about how sick I was and how much throwing up I did or how many times I had to be hospitalized from side effects from chemotherapy. I don't have those stories. And I used to feel bad because I didn't have those stories to tell, right? Oh, you know, you think cancer patients, you know, cancer patients are always so sick. And so, but they're not ever sick from the cancer. They're sick from the chemo. They're sick from the radiation. They're sick from the treatment. Now, some people are sick from the cancer. I mean, that is the truth, right? But I think that probably more so than not are sick from the treatment and end up passing from complications or side effects from the treatment. And going back to the whole TikTok thing and seeing all these people with cancer, like I've seen so many, and especially women with stomach cancer, colon cancer, pancreas cancer, breast cancer, just, it's insane. And so many of them got chemo and had chemo and had radiation. And they're either passed away now or they have these secondary tumors, these secondary cancers that are popping up. They're being, you know, they were cancer-free for a year or 2 years or 3 years, and now they've got, you know, more cancer in their body. And just when they, you know, most of their stories are, it's like just when they started feeling normal again, bam, here goes this cancer again. And it's so hard for people not to be thinking about that every moment, because every time you have a little pain in your body or an ache or an itch or anything like that, you think, oh my God, is that the cancer again? It's coming back again. So you're never able to actually enjoy the moments for any lengthy amount of time because it's always something in the back of your mind or in the forefront of your mind. You're always thinking, is this cancer going to come back? Or, you know, is this pimple? Oh, is that a tumor? You know? And we get in our own way, and we, I guess because of trauma that we've gone through, we make things way, I don't want to say we make things way bigger, we get them in a much larger scale than we would have ever had to had we never had that cancer diagnosis in the first place. Because going through those tests, being poked and prodded, and MRIs and CAT scans and bone scans, and having, you know, having the stuff pumped into your veins that you have to have in order for those scans to be able to see anything, because it's basically like having highlighter fluid pumped in your body so that they can see in color inside of you, so things will be highlighted. And so those tests, every time, if you're having chemo, every time before your next chemo treatment, you have to go and get blood work done and wait on that and make sure that the blood work is okay, so that then they can tell you, okay, your blood work is good, you can go for your infusion tomorrow or the next day, whenever it is. I'm pretty sure that they have to do it like the day before. And that shit is exhausting. I had to go through a lot of those tests, but I didn't have to go through all of the continued stuff that the patients that are getting, the people that have cancer that are getting chemo go through. I didn't have to go through that because I opted out. And thank God, because I was already exhausted. I mean, I remember, and I probably said this before, I remember before my mom passed, so this had to be, let's see, she passed January of 23. So this had to be, it had to be December of 22, we're in 24, yeah. So it had to be December of 22. you know, I was just exhausted. I was so tired of going back and forth to appointments. I was so tired of being on the phone with these doctors, well, not with the doctors, but with the staff, and I was just tired. That was at the second diagnosis. So I got re-diagnosed with the cancer in November of 2022. So by December of 2022, I was done. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, like if I don't want to go through these surgeries, I don't want to go through these tests, I don't want to do any of this stuff. So I can't imagine what someone else that is going through chemo and radiation, what their life is like. I can't even imagine. And I was literally hysterical, just like what prompted this conversation again was those, you know, these TikTok stories I watch. And the one girl, oh my gosh, she was just her. She was sharing the same exact sentiment. She's just tired. Tired of seeing these people, tired of seeing these doctors, tired of answering questions, tired of being poked, tired of being prodded. It is mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausting. The one thing that helped me, well, there's a couple of things that helped me, of course, get through those times was a God. That's, you know, numero uno. And I really believe that by putting healthier things in my body, by eating healthier, that helped create a healthier emotional and mental state for me, as well as the physical. And knowing that I was doing something good for me, that I wasn't just putting my hands up and saying, okay, I'm at, you know, the doctors and the oncologists and the surgeons, I'm at their, you know, at their beck and call. I took the matters into my own hands, because when I asked them, was there something I could do at home, they told me no, which is a complete sham. And I mean, I knew that from the get-go. So once again, and I know I sound like a broken record, but that's okay. If you have cancer now, if you end up being diagnosed with cancer, please do your homework, do your research. You don't have to have chemo. You don't. And if that's the way that you go, no judgment here. Shit, I'm not judging anybody for anything that they do. Because it's your life. It's your decision, and I respect that. But you don't have to always be sick. You don't have to have the side effects from the chemo and the radiation. You don't have to be tore up from that. And if you are getting chemo, look at, you know, sit down and ask your doctors, you know, what dosage are you going to be giving me? Okay, like they always talk about, this is the medication you're going to get. Like I remember when I sat down with my oncologist, she was like, okay, I've looked over your records. This is going to be, you know, I've sat and talked to such and such. Because they do sit with a panel of other oncologists and they go over each other's cases so that in case there's something that they're missing or there's a suggestion from another oncologist, they do talk about that. I will say that, which is good, but again, they're talking about chemo, so and there's nothing about chemo that's good. Shit, I lost my train of thought. Oh, so you know, they were telling me, okay, this is going to be your regimen. This is what you're going to get, this, this, and this, and this for XYZ amount of time every week, for XYZ amount of time, and then we'll start you on round two, and this is going to be this, every 3 weeks, blah, 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 blah. But I never knew the dosage of what they were talking about giving me. And then I remember that wherever I learned this, and I'm assuming I learned it in school, but for some reason, like, it just hit me in my mind, like something like knocked me in my head and said, ding, 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 remember this. They dose you based off of your body mass index, your weight, all these things. They take all of that into consideration, and that's how they dose you. And for people that have never taken medication before, I didn't do aspirin. I mean, I've taken medication before because I had to, but over several years, I wouldn't even take an aspirin for a headache. Like, so I just didn't put that stuff in my body, and I never did sit and have that conversation with my oncologist until after the fact. Like, they were dosing me because I'm heavy or because I was heavy. They were dosing me based off of my body weight, and it was too much. My body couldn't handle that. Because they're just doing things based off of formulas. They don't know what I can and cannot handle. They're not me. They're not in my body. They don't live in my body. They only know after. So they can't be proactive. They can just be reactive. So if you are going to decide to do chemo and or radiation, have that conversation. Talk about your dosage. Talk about how much of these chemo drugs they're going to give you at one time. How much of that is going to be delivered into your body at one time. Talk to them about, whether you take other medications or you don't. I mean, obviously, if you take maintenance medication, prescribed medication, you have that conversation with them. But if you're, if you're somebody like me that doesn't even take aspirins, you should really have that conversation because you're going to get too much. They're going to give you too much. Not that I think that even a little bit is any good for you, but if that's the way you're going to go, that's the way you're going to go and have that conversation. And you'll hear me talk about, my situation. I mean, my personal opinion, I hate chemo. I hate radiation. I shouldn't say I hate, that's probably a strong way. See, I'm always trying to think about other people's feelings, but I just, it's just not for me. I don't think it's for anybody, but I think that those decisions should be left up to the individual. So that's my opinion, and that's what it is. I do, you will hear me talk about cancer trials and things like that, which are going to probably involve chemo or some kind of drug. And I do think that chemo does work for some people, for a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people that are still living that have had chemo. And I don't know how they are, but they are. And all chemo drugs are different. Chemo is not just the same. Like, what they gave me is not going to be the same type of chemo drug that they would give somebody that has blood cancer. And it's not going to be the same type of chemo drug for even somebody else that has breast cancer, because maybe that person has a different type of breast cancer. Now, the type of breast cancer I have, if we have the same exact type of cancer, we'll probably get the same exact chemo drug. So even as you listen to my testimony and other people's testimonies, your own testimony is going to be your own individual experience is going to be your own. Listen to your bodies. They will, your body will tell you what's going on. They will be, you know, full tail signs of what's happening. And just listen to that. Sit and take a breather. Do some meditation. Become one with your body. Don't let your mind and your body be two separate entities. Become one. And your bodies are meant to heal themselves. They will regenerate. Hence why when they give you the chemo drugs and kill everything, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent in your body, they hope that your body will regenerate the good cells. Imagine what you could do. Imagine what your body could do without having to kill everything in it and then regrowing. You know, if you have a garden, do you want to kill all of your plants and flowers and then have to regrow all of that? That's a long process. It's going to take a long time, you know, and some of them may not survive. They may get eaten by the bugs or whatever. That's just my analogy. But just take your time. You don't have to rush. If you're newly diagnosed with cancer, you don't have to rush. Think about it. And think about what's good for you, not what's good for your family, not what's good for your friends, not what's good for your husband, your wife, your mama, your daddy, your cousin, your uncle, your aunt. Think about what's good for you, because in the end, you are all that matters, and in the end, you are all that you have, and there ain't shit you can do for anybody else if you are not good yourself. Man, I used to think I was being selfish when I was making those decisions of not getting the chemo and not getting the radiation. I felt bad about that. And then I had to snap out of it, and I was like, no. Like, I believe that I had an allergic reaction to that chemo because that was God telling me, you were right, and this is not your path. This is not your walk. So get out of here and don't come back. And I didn't. And I probably talk about this so much because I look at these young women, you know, I'm about to be 50, and I look at these women that are younger than me, and they're dying. I mean, we're all going to die one day. That's one thing that we're guaranteed. Death is coming for all of us. That should be something that naturally comes and not induced by drugs that are supposed to help you, that are supposed to heal you or supposed to make the cancer go away. It's not really making the cancer go away. It's making it go away temporarily, and then it's coming back even stronger, or you're having all these other underlying issues, heart problems and neuropathy, and you're already traumatized from the damn cancer itself, from the diagnosis itself, and then now you have to go through all of these physical things that the chemotherapy causes. It doesn't have to be that way. I mean, again, if that's your choice, that's your choice. I don't judge, but I'm just telling you it doesn't have to be. It's not your only option. Not 10 minutes left of the show, and then we're going to get out of here until next week. So, of course, we'll be here next Sunday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 11 a.m. Pacific. If you want to check out some other great shows right here on Blog Talk Radio, you can check out my homegirl, Shirley. She has a show every Sunday at 9 a.m. Oh, God. What time? I think her show is at 9 a.m. Yes. I'm sorry. My brain is, like, on overtime right now. She has a show every Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio called Looking for My Give a Fuck. And it's Looking for My Give a Fuck, F-U-K-K, not F-U-C-K. So check her out here every Sunday. She has a great show. She puts on a great show every single Sunday. Okay, yeah, so she's confirming. Yes, it's from 9 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. If you live in Central Standard Time, it's 2 hours later. If you live in Eastern, it's 3 hours later. Do the freaking math. I'm just kidding. And then, of course, you can always check out right here on Blog Talk Radio on the J. King Network, which is where this show is broadcasted from. It's from the J. King Network. You can check out Kings in the Morning, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you come on Kings in the Morning, wear your tough skin because we get down and dirty over there. Don't bring your feelings because we don't give a shit about them. They're going to get hurt. But it is a fun time. You'll laugh, joke. We have a great time. We just go at each other a lot. But we do it in jest. So you can check us out there. You can also look at just go to Blog Talk Radio and look at J. King Network. There's lots of other shows, lots of other podcasts that happen on that network as well, and you can look at the rundown of the schedule. I want to thank everybody for showing up, for listening. We've been doing this for over a year now, and I appreciate all your listenership. I appreciate all of your continued support. I look forward to being here every Sunday and, seeing everybody or, hearing everybody. If you ever want to call in, and I do this always at the end of the show, maybe I'll get my shit together one day and start doing it in the beginning of the show. If you ever want to call in, you can just call 515-605-9376 and hit the 1 if you want to talk, or you can just listen. You don't have to speak, but if you got something that you want to say, you can go ahead and press that 1 and we'll let you in. So, again, join us next Sunday, same bad time, same bad channel. As I always say, I was about to say something that my ex-husband says on his radio show because it just was, like, just coming right off the tip of my tongue. As I always say, radio is free, so we thank you for listening, which is true. But I always ask that you go into the week with grace. I hope everyone has a wonderful upcoming week this week. We get to get up and go to work every day. We get to get up and see our, whatever your situation is, we get to get up and see our kids. We get to get up and live life. We get to get up and take another breath and see another day. So do that with grace. It's not so easy for some other people to get up every single day. Some people are not going to get up this week. And for those of us that are able to see another day in this life on this earth, I am thankful and I am grateful for those opportunities and for those blessings. The summertime is coming, or spring is coming. The nice weather is going to be upon us, so most of us will spend a lot more time outdoors, which I'm so excited about. Even though it's chilly today, I am still sitting here outside. It's not going to keep me from being out here. I just absolutely love being outside. which you would think maybe I would want to, like, live in a tent somewhere or, like, camping or something like that. But I don't want to sleep outside. I just like being outside, but I have to be awake so I can see bugs and shit so they don't get on me. So I'm not an outdoorsy kind of person when it comes to camping and stuff like that. I'm more of a glamping type of person. We can go in a camper, but I'm not sleeping in a tent. But anyway, I digress. I love being outside. I think that breathing in fresh air is so beneficial to our health and to our mental health and our physical health. The sun is definitely beneficial to all of us. Some of us lack that vitamin, and we need that. So get outside, as the weather gets nicer, get outside, breathe in some fresh air, get you some fresh sunshine, take your shoes off, rub your feet in the grass, become one with the earth. And just go through the week and be thankful and be grateful. Or do whatever it is that you want to do. Because we're free and we can do whatever it is that we want to do. It's just so much nicer if you're grateful to people, though. It's food for the soul. So we will see you all next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Sean Patrick, we love you. We miss you. We think about you often. And we will check you guys. I'm sorry for the pause there. I was trying not to cry. So sorry for that radio silence. I think I made it through this week or through today's show without shedding tears. So goal accomplished. So again, we'll see you guys next week. I hope you all have a great rest of your Sunday. And enjoy tomorrow and every day thereafter.